And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Limousine, Satan Sick Balls. Right, you're listening to DeZorro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Members of DeZorro's feature in a tribute to themselves later on in the show, if that isn't confusing enough.
Ooh.
But never mind about that. What you just heard, Tony, was Limousine and a new track called Satan's Sick Balls, which they've sent through, especially for Punky Radio, basically. They are recording a new album. It's nearly done. And the reason that I know this is that I got an email from Limo Dean saying that the new album's coming out soon, and here were two tracks from it, one of which says Satan Sick Balls, open brackets, Punky, close brackets. So I think it has been done with us in mind, and we are clearly the first people to play it, and I am over the moon because we love Limousine.
We do.
And what is their website?
Limousine.com.
Good idea, but it's a bit of a weird one, this one. It's the one I found, it's been updated. It's shop.limousine.rocks, R-O-C-K-S.
Oh?
Have you heard the such like?
I haven't.
No. Shop.limousine, L-I-M-O-Z-I-N-E, .rocks. And you can find out everything up to the new release, which isn't on there yet. So you can find out all about them, except for what we've just played and what's going to be coming out soon. But obviously, the website will be updated when that stuff is there. I think it's due for a December release.
Okay, cool.
But anyway, we've got that first. And then it's not the only thing that is unique to Punky that we're playing this week, Tony.
Oh, all right.
It's one of those I'm excited weeks again. And I've got information.
Oh, I do like a bit of information.
I've got information, yeah.
Good.
I like information. Tony, I've also got some Facebook messages that I'd like to read out. You know I was saying that we don't ever check the messages, don't ever check the messages.
You don't really check it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Every once in a while I do and go through them and go, oh, I really should have responded to that. And there were a couple that I found. Now, we have been doing, if you have other lyrics you think are to the songs but they're not and all that, if that makes sense, you can still send those in to paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email. I don't know what they're singing. We have got some more of those. Also, I like your jokes and poems. Email those to paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email. Comedy Suburbs if it's jokes, and Poetry Corner if it's poems. But I'm reading out right at the start of the show, Tony, two very good Facebook messages that we've had from two very different people.
Okay.
First, Nathan Seeley. Have you heard of Nathan Seeley?
Ooh. That name rings a bell.
Well,
I think I know who he is, so go on, carry on.
I had heard of Nathan Seeley himself, but I had heard of Nathan Seeley, Tony. Mm. And here goes. Hey, guys, I just wanted to send a message to thank you for the mentions in the past. My dad is Seth Catmilker.
Mm.
I understand that he has messaged about my problems before, and I was just wondering, as it has already been mentioned, if you could mention functional neurological disorder in one of your shows. It's the disability I have, and I think it needs a bit of awareness as it's not well known. So if you'd like to find out more about functional neurological disorder, type in functional neurological disorder and find out about it, because one of our favourite listeners has it, and you ought to be finding out more. He ends the message by saying, I'd be very appreciative if you could. I appear to have been called Lactose Boy as well.
Yes.
I would much prefer it if you referred to me as Crippled Batman. Thank you very much, Nathan. Nathan, what a brilliant message. Thank you so much. And yes, if you'd like us to call you Crippled Batman, we will.
Beautiful.
Although, did you call him Lactose Boy, or did I call him Lactose?
Oh, he was son of Camilk, wasn't he? I don't know who called
him. Seth called him Lactose.
I think
Seth
did,
someone called him Lactose Boy, but it was only because he was the Robin. The Catmilker's Batman, wasn't it? It was like that. But anyway, he's not. He's quite clearly a crippled Batman, and that's what he wants to be. So Nathan, from now on, as far as I'm concerned, you are Crippled Batman, and do feel free to get in touch again, because you're a lot more fun than your dad, who frankly is weird.
There you go.
Speaking of weird blokes, Tony.
Yeah.
I've got another message.
Okay.
Yeah. From a guy called Carl Andrew Chippington Reynolds.
Oh, yes, he sounds a spiffing chap.
He does, doesn't he? Are you familiar with his work?
I know his work, yes.
You do know his work. Do you know who he is?
He's my drummer.
He's your drummer. You're not his singer. He's your drummer, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
Brilliant, Mick Jagger. Right. Anyway, so I'm scrolling through the messages, and I saw the fantastic one from Nathan. I thought, what a brilliant message. And then I saw this one from Carl Andrew Chippington Reynolds, Tony.
Okay.
He says, okay, so I'm drunk.
Ah, like that's never a good start.
Paul, your poems are pants. I'd say shit, but I'm far too, see it's the correct too, polite. How long have I got to write a poem that can be aired before it's old news and a boring article? Much love, potential fan, Renegade Reynolds, open brackets, that's the drunk name I give myself, close brackets, Carl. There's an addition. He sent a second message which says, I'll admit the effort it took to write this, I probably could have just wrote a poem. It's basic attention seeking. I know Tony's good, as I've seen you. So how's Paul? Been a while, hope all's good. Well, make your mind up, dude. Don't ask me how things are going shortly after slagging off my brilliant poetry.
Those drunken messages will always come back and haunt you.
Yeah, he can't drum for toffee, he's a dick. Right. So they're the two messages I had in place of other things this week. It's going to be a funny old show this week, then.
Okay.
I think. So next song this week, the Hillbilly Moon Explosion, Tony, who have had an album that came out, I think we got it in September. So it will be out now. We played a couple of tracks by them already. They are, I believe, Swiss. And they fall into the Starkabilly oeuvre, but not really particularly comfortably, I don't think, because they're kind of more rock and roll, more rockabilly, bluesy. They're a bit more experimental than your run-of-the-mill stand-up bass, screaming guitar and screaming vocalist type thing. You'll find out in a minute, because we're going to play one by them. Great album. I've been really enjoying it. And it's one of those albums where they're a band who have dual vocals. So they have a female vocalist and a male vocalist, and both of them are brilliant.
Cool.
However, what is the Hillbilly Moon Explosion's website?
Hillbillymoonexplosion.com.
Hillbillymoon.com, which makes it poorly being on the internet too, Tony Neil. And just while we're here, we should mention, did you see the supermoon?
Oh, well, it was kind of behind the clouds.
Did you see a super cloud?
It was an average cloud.
Because I did see the end of the supermoon, as in it had reduced a little bit in size, at about 5 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
It was terrific. It was artificial. It was about six, half six. Right. It was superb. I was very impressed. I went out to look at it Sunday night, nothing. Monday night, nothing. Just rain and cloud and that.
Mm.
And then driving around in the early hours this morning, beautiful.
Okay. I clearly was too early.
But anyway, Tony, if you didn't see that, you missed something.
Hmm.
Everybody's grinning and greased and gassed, and you piss up the baby you never had. Baby, you never had. Women on my doorstep, women on my phone, knocking down my door, saying, please take me home. Feels like a thrill when you pop that pill, and you rock with Jilly, and you roll with Jilly. Everybody's grinning and greased and gassed, and you something, baby, you never had. On the table, vodka and gin, some mean homegrown and some aspirin. We got vinyl on the stereo, spinning rock steady, some punk rockabilly, so you better get ready. Everybody's grinning, greased and gassed, and you, that's something, baby, you never had. Don't know what it is. Come running to me. Scratch it, please. Everybody's grinning and greased and gassed, and you did something, baby, you never had.
You're listening to Mullet Monster. Matthew underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
So when I introduced that song, I don't think you realised the title was the title, really, and that's why you said hum after it.
Oh, exactly.
It was great, though. Like,
you came very really mysterious with your titles.
It was a really good hum. That was, in fact, for me, a bizarrely good link. It all made perfect sense, and I hadn't planned any of it, and it came off really well. And how was I congratulated? Hum. Great. Now then, have you got any Facebook for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop by our page and leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. As I say, do like the page, do leave us a comment, do get in touch. Messages, I would email us, but we do write on our wall. We don't really see the messages that much, so
there's no point in sending us messages unless you want to be humiliated or have some fantastic information revealed.
Yeah. So email us, but write on our wall. Very good to see. So I've got two this week. Timo Schmidt's been in touch.
Hello, Timo.
He says,
I'm sorry. What I meant to say was Guten Abend, Timo.
Guten Abend.
Be guesses, dear. Yes, get me a goot.
he says, regarding the Major Tom cover, the original was released in Germany in the early 80s, and a year later an English version by the same singer, Peter Schilling.
Yeah, I did actually go and check it out as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it was published in the UK, US and Canada. Major Tom is based on the same Persian invented by none other than David Bowie. Peter Schilling was one of the biggest artists of the Neue Deutsche Welle of the early 80s. Other popular songs, for example, 99 Luftballons by Nina, has been released in an English as
I
well as
back
then.
I think you mean 99 Luftballon.
99
Luftballon, or as we call it, 99 Red Balloons.
It is bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nice on air balloons, isn't it?
I prefer it in German.
Yeah.
And the B-side was called Ich Bleib in Bett, Tony.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which means I'm staying in bed.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, here's my problem with covers. The NDW music mainly consisted of electronic music, and this sounds very appropriate for songs about the lonely dude in space or the anti-Pershing movement in Germany using the 99 Luftballons. Here's where Deutschland HC comes in. Thanks to the recommendation, by the way. Would have missed it otherwise. The plethora of covers usually utilises hard/punk/rock music, which is not really appropriate. In my simple man's view, the only good NDW version I've ever heard was The Dark Shadows, Ice Bar. But then there's...
That is a very nice cover, actually.
There's
I think you played it.
I think we did, yeah. I think so. They're sticking to heavy electric parts here, and I love the Dark Shadows. We must be getting close to Christmas because I'm feeling all grinchy. Sorry for the long rant. It is long, but don't be sorry.
That's okay, mate. What I'm interested about that song is that when I heard it on on Deutschland 83 in Germany, they didn't use that song as the title song. I can't remember which one they did. I think they might have used a Duran Duran song or something.
Okay.
But we used that one. And it's interesting to me because that was a big song all over the English-speaking world, but not in the UK, which shows just how pathetic we are at embracing foreign music.
It's weird, isn't it? Because I must have heard it subliminally at some point, but when I was in Bavaria in the summer, that's one of the songs they played.
Yeah, it's a big song everywhere else.
It's a massive song, and the crowd
sometimes I hate us.
So it was good to hear it, and it's one of the songs that I if you told me just the Major Tom song, I'd go, well, I don't know, but listen to it. Yep, heard it. Great song.
Yeah,
I prefer the German version, obviously.
You prefer the original version. I thought the one we played last week was a very good version, and I thought they did it very well.
It was good, but you're not when you've heard it in a beer festival tent. That's the one you go with.
You could have been listening to anything in a beer festival tent. It would have sounded brilliant.
Mm.
Yeah.
Paul Boyle's been in touch.
Has he really?
He has. He says, hi, Paul. Jaboa Mokna. Mokny is my favourite Polish tipple, but you find it's only, he says, 7% alcohol by volume. The 14.2 that is also on the tin refers to extract weight, which is an entirely different method of measuring the alcohol volume of booze. Sorry if this seems random, but I was just listening to Late July episode.
Yeah.
Both had a good crimbo, and I'm sure I'll hear about it next Easter.
Well, no, but I can remember what he's on about. I got some random Polish stuff.
All right.
From the shop down the road, and it tasted like treacle. It's really, really, it's really strong as well. So that's what he's talking about.
Okay.
And yes, I will watch out for that beer now.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yes, that's all you wanted to say. Thanks for that. Boyle one.
Yeah, Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
Frankie Boyle. With the Boyle in there. Brilliant.
It is, isn't it?
Right then, going to play two songs in a row now, Tone. Stay tuned for a band we never played before called 12 Cents for Marvin, and it's our fault we've never played them before because I've done some research. We should have heard of them before now. But before then, a band called Homes for the Elite, Tony. Now, Homes for the Elite rose from Devilish Presley, were initially a garage punk band, but within weeks had become a two-piece with backing. Which sounds like, it's like Devilish Presley, but no, completely different. Mm. And they sent us their latest single, which is today's special, but they sent another track with it, where Johnny in the band said to me, Paul, look, we've sent you this track as well, because we think you're the only people that will play it. Well, you can't really not play any of that, can you? So we've had one just for us from Limousine, and then one just for us from Homes for the Elite. Well, how can you not play it? Love both bands from London, by the way.
Mm.
Yeah, so we've had two bands from London saying, here's a track just for you.
Beautiful.
So stay tuned for 12 Cents from Marvin, but first up, this is Euthanasia.
Under 25, social media addicted. Self-obsessed, all gone wrong, and it wasn't predicted. So you go on Twitter, tweet, 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 tweet. Mass hysteria, cafe culture's being plundered. Jolted awake, you don't like feeling outnumbered. So you go on Facebook,
like, 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 like.
Country down the pan, like a geriatric landfill. Old faces like rectums, people you wanna kill. Are you suggesting euthanasia? Euthanasia. 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 Such narcissism, crying tears into a laptop. tragic bearded poetry from trendy Ezra Pound Show. I'll follow him on Twitter.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
They're thick and disgusting, OMG, what happens now? They've stolen our future, we are going down. Get back on Facebook.
Like, 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 like.
They smell a piss, look like they got days to live. You're the 48% and you can never forgive. Are you suggesting
euthanasia? Euthanasia. Euthanasia. Euthanasia.
Fat, white, old, working class, screw you. But I got feelings too. I got feelings too. Are you suggesting
euthanasia? Euthanasia. 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 I think the youth is crazier.
Always looking.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Dust of Phonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
And as we played the other week, the Dust of Phonics have a great new album out as well, and we'll be playing more tracks from them in future weeks. That was 12 Cents from Marvin, Tony. 1996 formed Colorado ska punk and still going. What a brilliant, brilliant effort.
Oh.
20-year anniversary, mate. Superb. That was, of course, such a shame. And we've got four tracks by them, so I will play something else from them as well. And I will be in touch with them to apologise for not playing them before, because I think they're brilliant.
Okay, cool.
That Homes for the Elite song as well, I can understand why he thinks we're the only people that will play it, because it's kind of... This album that they're bringing out, called Brexistentialism, is a kind of mishmash of pro and anti-Brexit.
Interesting.
And the fact that you heard before Such a Shame was one about the Ute getting very angry about old people.
Right.
And it serving him right.
Fair enough.
And I did listen to the lyrics of it and thought, yeah, I know why he knows. I'm the one person who'll play that. I agree with every word. But yes, yeah, so my apologies to young people.
Yeah.
But it's all right, you had Such a Shame to make up for it. So... Tony, did you... Oh, sorry, what's 12 Cents for Marvin's website?
12centsformarvin.com.
12cents.com, 12 being the numeric, 12cents.com. Check them out.
Good.
No, I strongly recommend that. Now, did you do anything last week?
Oh, it's a pub quiz.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
How did that go?
You know what, not too bad. Not too bad. Came third, you know.
Really?
Oh, with you.
Yes, I know, Tony. I was just waiting to see if you'd talk about it before I did.
Yeah, I think we mentioned last week the pub quiz last Wednesday at the Lion in Basford. Came down for the chips, no, the chips and the sausage, stayed
the
for
sausage
the quiz.
The sausage cobs are not to be missed, are they?
Really not. It was good. That's that spicy bastard sauce at the end of it. If you do go to the Lion, maybe stay away from the spicy bastard sauce, whatever it was called.
I'll give you 3 pots next time.
Oof. Well, it was a good quiz. It was the first quiz I've been to in a long time.
It was eye-wateringly good. And you had 2 pints. And I had more than 2 pints.
You did.
And then we went up the Pelham after that as well.
And what time did you leave the Pelham?
Don't know.
Right.
That is becoming my new favourite pub. I've bonded with my local this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've had good and bad times at the Pelham.
Yes.
Well, it's ended on the good side, hasn't it?
Oh, you only have good times now.
Oh, okay.
Things have changed. Make sure the landlord, make sure some of the regulars might be playing poker there this Thursday.
Oh, beautiful.
So, did you do anything else?
I don't think so. No,
I did something else. I stayed up to watch the American election.
God, was that only last week?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
That Donald bloke got in.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Absolutely hilarious. And everyone's going, oh, right wing, nutcase, lunatic, oh my God, Donald Trump, rah, 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 what a nightmare. And the minute he got in, he started being quite reasonable. I described it as when you go to see a pantomime and the pantomime villain, everyone boos the pantomime villain. And then after the pantomime, he takes his costume off and he goes out and he's just a fella.
Right.
And I feel a little bit like that about how Donald Trump has started this thing. Because the first thing he said was he wanted to spend billions of dollars on infrastructure. That's a very right-wing thing to do. Then he said that after talking to President Obama, there were certain aspects of Obamacare he would like to keep because they were really, really good. And then I realised what he'd done about that wall rubbish. He gave himself a brilliant get-out.
Some of that'd be a fence.
No. He said, we're going to build a wall and Mexico are going to pay for it. Right, brilliant. Because Mexico aren't going to pay for it, so he can go, oh, sorry, they're not paying for it, so we're not building it.
Oh, okay.
That's the job done, isn't it? I don't think for one sec everything he said, the bile and vitriol that came out of the campaign that he did encourage idiots and right-wing groups in the run-up to it. But I think now he's in, and judging by the appointments he's making so far, he's kind of putting round pegs in round holes. He's putting financial experts in charge of finance. That's a brilliant idea, because no one else in the world does that. They have politicians. And he's getting people who run banks to look after money. That seems quite sensible, really.
We'll see.
We will see.
Yeah. We've got a couple of... Is it 2 months, isn't it, I think, before he starts?
Yeah. I won't be happy to be wrong, because it means things will go absolutely tits up. But if I am right, I will gloat.
Everyone's got to be on the side. It's like with Brexit, isn't it? It's happened. You have to just hope that he does his job. He does the job.
People who voted Remain who are still furious have to hope he does the job. I'm sure it will. I think it's going to be brilliant.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean, isn't it?
Like, I have become quite controversial in my old age. Here's something else controversial, Tony. Did you observe the minute's silence on Armistice Day, which was what, last Friday?
I don't know. I probably didn't do.
Right. At 11 a.m. on the 11th of the 11th, we always have a minute's silence for the fallen in World Wars 1 and 2, particularly World War 1. And I was in the warehouse, and I was just on my break, and I was just lining up in the queue to get a bacon sandwich. And just as I got to the front, and the bloke said, "What would you like?" I was just about to say bacon sandwich, and as I did, he went woo woo woo, and he went, "Oh no, 2 minutes silence," because it was 2 minutes, and I just had to stand there.
Oh no!
I could see the bacon, I could smell the bacon, but I could not eat the bacon.
Could you not mind making me a bacon sandwich?
No, because he wouldn't do it. Oh, I tried miming it. Nothing. Nothing. Right, and the thing is, it was a small price to pay after what those that fell paid.
Mm.
So that was all right.
That's true.
But then, England for Scotland, Tony.
Mm.
What a game. What better way to beat Scotland 3-0 than have them wearing pink in the process?
Did they?
Yeah. They were wearing pink. Everyone was moaning about how rubbish England were, and everyone was saying how great Scotland were. This is after the game. After we beat them 3-0, it was unbelievable. 14,000 Scottish fans went to Wembley just to see their team lose in pink.
Nice.
It was terrific. And the reason they wore pink was because FIFA, in a fit of pique, because of the poppies thing, said that they couldn't wear their normal kit because it had a white stripe on the sleeve, which made it a colour clash with the white England kit. It's absolutely rubbish. They just wanted them to wear pink. So anyway, so that was that. And before the game, there's a minute's silence. I observed it happily.
Okay.
Then on Sunday, because they had the remembrance thing on Sunday when the Queen lays the wreath, I'm again in the warehouse, and again, it coincides with me being on my break. This time I did actually sit down, but I was trying to have a chat with someone, and then it comes on, minute silence. So three times, Tony.
God.
Three times. I think I've done my part for King, Queen and country.
Sounds like you have.
It's the longest I've been quiet in 25 years. I did my gig in Nottingham last Thursday, and thanks to everyone that came along, but we've already been talking for so long, I ought to get on with the next thing. So I'll have more information about the next Nottingham gig at some point.
Okay, cool.
But right now I want to talk about a band called Demon Preacher, Tony. Now, last week we did an Action Time Vision special on this brilliant new Cherry Red box set that's just got, basically, I think it's 111 tracks or something. It's a huge amount
something
of tracks.
Something like that, yeah.
That go from 1976 to 1979, and now the birth of punk and post-punk and all that. And we played 8 songs from it last week, but there's so many on it, I didn't want to not play a load of others. So what I'm going to do up until Christmas is every week in our From the Vault section, I'm going to play a track that we haven't played before, but it is from the vaults because it's very, very old. And it's from that CD, that box set. I really do want people to get it. It's a brilliant Christmas present for someone. If you know anyone that likes punk rock and you've got a few quid, get it. Action Time Vision. There's a band on it, Tony, called Demon Preacher.
Okay.
And Demon Preacher, when I heard it, I was like, that sounded a bit familiar. And then I read the little, because they've got a fantastic booklet with it, and there's a bit about each band. And in it, it said, Demon Preacher didn't last very long and split up, but the lead singer re-emerged in 1982 with his new band, Alien Sex Fiend.
Oh,
so that's it. And when you hear this in a minute, you will see this is prototype Alien Sex Fiend. If anything, far more listenable and marketable to the untrained ear.
Okay, cool.
Indeed. So, because of that, Demon Preach don't have a website, but Alien Sex Fiend do.
Did I
ask you what Homes for the Elite's website was? Did I ask you the Facebook?
I don't think you did, actually. No.
I didn't, did I? I'm so sorry, Homes for the Elite, Johnny. I'd rather rush that. What is Homes for the Elite's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Homes for the Elite?
Yeah. Is the 4 the numeric or the word?
I think it's the numeric.
You'd be right. So it's facebook.com/homes4theelite. That's better because that makes it probably be internet 3, Tony 1. And now to see if it's 3, 2, or 4, 1, what is Alien Sex Fiend's website?
AlienSexFiend.com?
Nowhere near. ASF-or-hyphen. ASF-4. 13th, 13th, moon.demon.co.uk. Another moon reference in the week of the supermoon.
Wow.
Anyway, pulling the internet for Tony Wong, this is Little Miss Perfect.
Okay, tapes rolling. This is about Joyce McKinney and the naughty naked nude. Keep it slow. Okay, okay. Put your niggas on Joyce McKinney, I can see your mouth. I can see your mouth, I can see your mouth. Don't whip me, Joyce!
To Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You have just informed me that our last link was 10 minutes long. My fault. I am sorry about that, those of you wanting the music rather than the chat. I will try and do less talking in this second half of the show. That was Demon Preacher, Little Miss Perfect. I'm loving that. Off the Action Time Vision box set that you should get. Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh.
Yep. If you do have a gig for me, do email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. Do let me know. It is international, so it doesn't have to be in the UK. Mike Pastor's been in touch.
Has he? Iron Mike?
Yeah, Iron Mike's been in touch. He says, hi, Tony. This Friday, the 18th, at the Bear in Northampton Town Centre.
I've been there.
Have you?
Yep.
Good. Spunk, Volcano and the Eruptions are playing.
Who doesn't want to go?
Spring Park and Fentuzla.
Brilliant.
It's close to the train, bus and train stations, and it's free. Members of Crash Induction will be supporting from the bar and attempting to work their way through the many ciders on offer.
Excellent. I think the Bear is where when they have Bedlam Breakout, the UK Psychobilly Weekender, I think they do the Friday night in the Bear.
Would make sense, wouldn't it? It does sound quite punky.
It sounds familiar.
Mm.
In which case, because I've only been to the Friday night for Bedlam, I have been there.
Right.
I can't remember a lot about it.
Sounds a cracking place. Do go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Graham's been in touch.
Hi, Graham's
been in touch. It's another free rock and roll gig.
Brilliant.
Scouse, Rockabilly Kings, The Swinging Bricks, along with The Unstoppable Sweeties Show and Tom Vamos Band. It's this Thursday the 17th, 8 p.m. start, 9 p.m. first band, and it's free. So do go and check that out. It's just called Sound Now, and it's on 52 Duke Street. Do check it out. Facebook.com/soundfoodanddrink.
If you're in Liverpool and you're at a loss at something to do on a Thursday night, you're running out of excuses not to go to Sound. It sounds brilliant. It's just, what a great idea. I'm so glad they can do it.
Yeah, it's great. Do support it, check it out. It's free. They can't do anything else for you to bring you down to that venue. It's free. Just go and see it.
Yeah. And that's it.
That's it.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh. Brilliant. Two songs in a row again now, Tony.
Okay.
Stay tuned for a band we've never played before called Chambers, but first up, a band we've never played before called Subterfuge, who are celebrating, I think it's their 20th anniversary. Hardcore punk band, Tone.
Okay.
And they brought out, appears to be a retro, and but they've got a slightly odd, I had a few problems getting just a website for Subterfuge. There is a website that appears to be the one that you're sent to. I'm not helping you out here, am I?
No.
Shall I just give you a point here? I think
okay.
I will. This Excellent. Is because the website is angelfire.com/home/subterfuge. So I'll just give you the point there.
Okay.
Because it's only fair, because I had trouble finding it, so you'd have had a cat's chance in hell. So that makes it Tony 2, Paulie B on the Internet 4, and this is Group Activity.
Goblin. Inside. There's a fire in my eyes. There's a fire.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's Chambers and a track called Hostile. Chambers, Tony, are, well, that's from an album called Sister Doom, and they are a Hull Leeds duo. The second duo we've had in the show, Tony, and how I like to keep things symmetrical.
Mm-hmm.
The first duo being Homes for the Elite, which was track 3, and Chambers are track 7. So that fits in if you do it in my head.
Right.
All right. And they have been described as having their own genre.
Okay.
So I can't do any better than that, really. It's all I can say is really good track. Check them out. Best way to check them out, Tony, via their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/chambersband.
facebook.com/UK Chambers. Paulie the Internet 5, Tony 2. And if we get more Chambers stuff through, we may well play it.
Okay.
I can say no more than that for the thing. Are you doing anything this week?
Band practice Wednesday night with Carl. Maybe bass player, I don't know.
Well, punch on my behalf, will
you? Yeah, sure. No, I don't think anything. No. I think that time we've got 6 weeks to Christmas, so we're again house renovations and trying to get things done, but it will be non-stop, as I'm sure. What are you up to?
I'm doing the pub quiz again on Wednesday.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, I'm going back down the line for more sausage cobs.
Will you be having more bastard sauce with it?
Oh, yes.
Nice.
I'll be having extra bastard sauce, in fact. Because you know me, I'm an idiot. I'm going, is it really hot? I'll have loads of it.
Right.
I've come unstuck doing that before. Not most recently, but most spectacularly, I came unstuck with it in Toronto when we met up with the Word Whore.
Okay.
And Preston Buttons, who were of Air Out My Shorts podcast fame.
Mm.
And they took us out to a restaurant where I ordered Tex and chili. It came out black, Tony.
Oh dear.
It was like late at night. We'd already had quite a bit to drink. I got this. It's the hottest thing that's ever got in my mouth.
Wow.
But they didn't think it was that hot. And I wonder, there's different kinds of heat, aren't they? So it was a. It was clearly a particular sort of hot food I couldn't handle, quite frankly.
Mm.
I had real trouble with it. It was delicious, but hard work.
Yeah.
Anyway, I never thought I'd bring that up again.
No.
So that's all I've really got planned at present.
Okay.
I am hoping to go and see a band on Saturday night.
Right.
More about that next week.
Okay, cool.
If it happens. So that's all I've really got planned. So we might as well get on the next song, really.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. So, right. So the Monsters have just had their 30th anniversary and have brought out an album to celebrate.
Okay.
They've also brought out via Voodoo Rhythm Records. There's also a tribute to the Monsters album featuring a load of friends of the Monsters and friends of Voodoo Rhythm Records. So there's artists that we've played in the past, like Delaney Davison, Urban Jr., and King Automatic, all of those great Voodoo Rhythm artists, and also the band we're about to play right now, a band I was not familiar with before now, but again, Tony, keeping up the symmetry, the second band we played was Swiss,
mm-hmm.
and this band, a Swiss.
Hey.
It's the Sex Organs, Tony.
Ooh.
Of course it is. And what I'd like to know is, what is the Sex Organs Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Sex Organs Band.
facebook.com/the-sex-always-29340191086089. So why is that, Tony?
I think it's a default URL, haven't
they? It's a default URL. If you type in the Sex Organs to Facebook, I've got no idea what you'll find.
Yeah, true.
quite frankly, but you will find them at some point. And cracking band, as we're about to find out. It's probably been internet six, Tony two. Bit of a thrashing this week, mate.
Well, I've had a good run.
You have, actually, to be fair. Yeah. This is, again, it's a Monsters track. If you are familiar with the work of the Monsters, you will already know this tune, but not played in this style. This is Black. Listen to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Sex Organs and Black, a Monsters tribute. Mm. Very happy to get Voodoo Rhythm back on board, by the way, because we sort of lost them a little bit and then we're all back friends again. We didn't fall out, we just kind of fell off their radar. So yeah. I'm glad we're back with them. Now, have you got a twat?
I do.
Yes.
It's been a good week for Twat. I've had a couple through, so thanks to people who's emailed me. But if you do have one, we could maybe, if we get a couple in, we can maybe even make it to the end of the year. What a Christmas that would be.
And you've hinted to the fact that I am going to very much enjoy next week's
twat. Oh, you'll love next week's.
Oh, I'm very excited.
So if you do have one, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. Type email is a twat or twat's feed with thanks. Sussex Saint's been in touch.
Hello, Sussex Saint.
And he says, I've been meaning to send you twats each week, but just haven't managed to get myself sorted out. And also, my old classic iPod has been bust for the past 2 months, so I've only just caught up on Punky.
Those iPod classics are great. I've got one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're brilliant.
He's all sorted. And he also says to tell you that he's put the fantastic Action Time Vision compilation on his Christmas list.
I don't blame him. Pretty great. Sussex Saint will appreciate it greatly.
Yeah. So, his twat. He's actually sent me two, but I'm going to save one for the future. So the first twat he's sent through is, my daughter moved out of her student flat in Glasgow in August. And the bastard letting agency, DJ Alexander, despite the flat being left in a really good state and a darn sight cleaner than it was when it was taken over, they have refused to hand it back, £150, over £300 deposit for professional cleaning. Bring it up to a standard so it can be really.
I hate the way people do that. They do it all the time, don't you, letting agents? You know, oh, no, we've had to give it a deep clean. You know, no, you haven't. You
yeah,
just keep it.
I mean, the one time, I mean, I've only rented once, but they tried that on us as well, but yeah. We actually managed to take it out of the contract at the start because they just want to charge you so they can re-let it. You know, they just do it as standard now, no matter how clean it is.
Yeah.
He says, what a fucking cheek. And the rip-off, it's just a scam. It's fortunate in Scotland they have a decent appeal system, which means you can dispute this kind of thing. So maybe we'll get our money back, but it's been a right ball ache to get all the evidence together. I'd like to nominate DJ Alexander, a letting agency based in Glasgow, as Cats.
I'm more than happy with that.
I'm fine with that. They are twats, and they do feel the rental sector is bad, and they just rape and pillage as much as they can.
Nazi types.
Yeah. So for generally being bastards in terms of overcharging people and ripping people off, estate agents in general, but in specifically DJ Alexander, a letting agency based in Glasgow,
is a twat. Yeah, take
they
that.
Are, they are as well.
You muck bastards.
Exactly. Thanks for 16.
Hey, last track this week, Tony.
Okay.
A band made up of members of Gay Bikers on Acid and Crazy Head.
Oh, blimey.
Two Leicester bands from the 80s. Gay Bikers on Acid, of which we did play a while back when we played that previous Cherry Red compilation that featured them on. And I'm very, very pleased to be able to play it as well. They're now in a band called Swamp Delta, Tony.
All right.
Who, again, don't sound like a lot of other bands. Very, very distinctive. I think you're going to like this a lot. Swamp Delta have a new album out right now. You can find out how to get it by going to their Bandcamp page, which is...
swampdelta.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B, and the Internet 6. Ha ha, Yabu sucks. What a win for me. Yeah, this is Bitching. The size of it this week. Thanks very much for listening. Sorry that I went on for so long in the first half of the show. I hope it hasn't detracted from your entertainment. Tony, maybe you could just mention the internet station that carry this show that will all be furious with me this week for going on too long.
Yeah, we're on Pudunk. Pudunk Radio, PudunkRadio.com. We're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, ANDRA.SE, and we're on TBFM. You can find them, TBFMonline.co.uk.
And thank you to those stations for carrying the show, and thank you to the listeners who are listening online right now. I hope you've had a good time and have enjoyed yourselves with us.
Yes, thank you very much.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.